When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Are the old world picturesque shores of Europe calling you? Set sail on an adventure with Avalon Waterways. Enjoy an elevated cruising experience. Avalon Waterways offers smaller ships, bigger experiences with fewer people and more of, well, everything good about river cruising. Don't just dream about quaint towns and cobblestone villages. See them for yourself and make lasting memories. Discover limited time offers today at AvalonWaterways.com.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
So, should we go electric?
I think we should go electrified with Toyota.
Electrified?
Electrified means options. Yes, we could go all electric with a Toyota bZ4X, but then there are hybrids like Grand Highlander, or we could do something in between like a RAV4 plug-in hybrid.
So, Toyota is electrified diversified?
Yep, and with more options for reducing carbon emissions, the closer we all get to Toyota's Beyond Zero vision for the future.
Exactly how much coffee have you had this morning?
Learn more about our Beyond Zero vision for the future at toyota.com/beyondzero.
KFI AM 640. You're listening to the John Cobell podcast on the iHeartRadio app. We're on the radio from 1 until 4, then after 4 o'clock, John Cobell show on demand on the iHeart app. And we're only about 20 minutes since the big earthquake rocked us here. 4.6 that was based near Thousand Oaks. And we got some good rolls here in Burbank and shook Deborah up good.
So well, I hate earthquakes.
It's been an exciting day. You know what's going to be an exciting day? Before I get Todd Spitzer on, we were just speaking of Allie Zachariah. She's the one who had the dog stolen from her, Onyx. And the woman arrested for stealing Onyx has been released on bail. Allie is very upset, and she's coming on with us after 2:30. Now, time for Todd Spitzer, because 2 weeks from yesterday, February 22nd, Thursday the 22nd, we are going to be appearing at the Honda Center in Lot 4, and you are going to be walking up, driving up, and you are going to sign a petition that's going to do a big rewrite on Prop 47. It's called the Homelessness, Drug Addiction, and Retail Theft Reduction Act. And they already have 360,000 signatures. They need 546,000 valid ones, so they really want to rack up 800,000 total. You know how that goes. And we're going to do a big sign-up event on Thursday, February 22nd. And let's get Todd Spitzer on, because he's helping us put together the event in Orange County. In
I'm happy to do it. I'm happy to do it, John. I can't thank you enough. And we may have had an earthquake, but let me tell you, we're going to rock and roll this state, and we're going to get this initiative passed. I'll tell you why. I don't know if you saw, but now the governor and the attorney general have announced that they're going to deploy prosecutors and the National Guard into Oakland, because Pamela Price, the DA there, who was elected the same as Chesa Boudin in San Francisco, recalled George Gascon in LA as these progressive, enlightened, awakened, woke prosecutors. They know better than you and me, right, John?
Oh, yeah.
But now she has failed, and they've got to send in the National Guard and a deputy attorney generals to prosecute these criminals, because they can't say it, but she has failed.
Todd Spitzer's here. We're on live on Instagram, by the way, live on Instagram, and you can watch me talk to Todd on the phone. I didn't understand sending prosecutors there. Does that mean that Pamela Price is overwhelmed with too much work to do? Or are these people going to take over the cases that she refuses to prosecute?
It's twofold. not only is she refusing to prosecute these serious crimes because she doesn't believe in prosecution, but her prosecutors have resigned and left. They've gone to San Francisco and other district attorney's offices across the state. They don't want to work for a DA who's actually a public defender. In fact, the public defender sent out a press release today, John, in Oakland saying he objects to the governor and the attorney general sending resources to Oakland because he's going to be overwhelmed with work. Well, I say to him, Mr. Public Defender, did you give back the resources when you were underwhelmed with work when Pamela got elected? Did you say, I don't have any work, which, you know, I got to lay off people? Let me tell you what the game changer is, John, in Oakland. Do you know what the big game changer was, which caught the governor and the attorney general's attention?
What?
The closing of In-N-Out. Nothing. This has been going on since Pamela got elected. John, this has been going on for 2 years.
Yeah, I know.
They can't. How do you explain that In-N-Out has to close? Clorox has its headquarters there with Kaiser Permanente. Their employees aren't even safe to walk to their cars. They have to hire security to escort them. But when In-N-Out has captured, right? We all love In-N-Out.
Yeah.
When that's on the front page is saying, we are leaving Oakland. This place is a cesspool. There's crime everywhere. We are not going to do business. Suddenly the governor has to send in the National Guard.
Yeah, well, nobody can claim In-N-Out is not doing well, that they don't have enough business, and that's why they closed. If In-N-Out closes, it means they're just all terrified of getting killed.
John, the only In-N-Out that a woke DA supports is the In-N-Out of smash and grab. In and steal, out as quickly as possible. That's the In-N-Out that they support.
All right, so the National Guard's coming in, and you've got a special prosecution team coming in, and there's a recall movement against her because we had the woman who's organizing the recall on yesterday.
John, the NAACP, which is a very, very progressive organization, is behind the recall of one of their own, saying that Pam Price, it has failed to protect Oakland. Even the NAACP has turned against her. And on the initiative, the San Francisco mayor, London Breed, and the San Jose mayor, Matt Mahan, they've both endorsed the initiative that you and I are working together to get passed. They are sick of it, too.
I was going to say, you're talking about two hardcore progressives elected by progressives to lead two huge cities in California, Mahan and London Breed, and they have switched sides.
What choice do they have? Because, listen, you've been talking about this forever. I've been talking about it forever. But guess what? Their constituents are finally turning against them. They know that safety is going to be the number one issue in the presidential primary and all the elections coming up in March. It's going to be talked about and is being talked about every single day. Lack of border security, increased crime by Romanians, increased crime by Chileans, no homeland security with Mayorkas. It failed, but it brought the discussion up to the highest levels that homeland security is non-existent. People are sick and tired of this, John. And you and I know you're not going to stop. You know I'm not going to stop. We're going to keep talking about it and telling everybody until Election Day. The person that I think who could be one of the most important spokespeople is, one, the business community. But what about all the jobs? What about all the people that can't work now because businesses are leaving these communities? Where are these people going to go? How are they going to pay their bills? This is starting to resonate with middle-class Californians, and people are sick of it. The rich people will always figure out how to get along. This is really starting to hit the middle class, which is why Democrat mayors are waking up.
Could you stay with us for another segment? Because I want to get to what's specifically in this proposition. All right, so people understand what they're voting for. As you know, often they don't. We're going to continue with Todd Spitzer, the district attorney of Orange County. On Thursday, February 22nd, a little less than 2 weeks from now, we're going to be appearing at the Honda Center doing our show live from parking lot number 4, and you are going to be signing petitions to get this proposition on the ballot in November. That's going to do a big rewrite on Prop 47. We will explain those details coming up next with Todd Spitzer, and we're giving away $1,000. That's all ahead.
You're listening to John Kobelch on demand from KFI AM 640.
Live on KFI AM 640, live on Instagram too. And we had that 4.6 earthquake last hour, and I'm looking at the U.S. Geological Department's website, and there's been two aftershocks, a 2.7, a 3.0. Coming after the big 4.6.
And did you know today's the 53rd anniversary of the 1971 earthquake, known as the Sylmar earthquake? That was a 6.6, and it killed 64 people.
That was a very famous, very powerful earthquake, probably the most powerful we had in the general LA area until the 1994 quake in Northridge, which is why we're due.
Yes. I've been telling you that.
It's another 30 years. Things are warming up. All right. We got Todd Spitzer on the phone here, district attorney in Orange County. And again, you can watch this on Instagram as well, live. So on the 22nd of February, a little less than 2 weeks from now, it's a Thursday, we're taking our show there to the Honda Center in Anaheim, parking lot number 4. And we're going to be gathering signatures for a new proposition that is going to do a big rewrite on Prop 47. There's three components to it, Todd. Could you go over the three so people can hear this and understand what they'll be voting for, what they'll be signing for?
Absolutely. And I can't thank you enough for doing this and letting Ray work with me to get this thing going. So we're so excited. And then when you're off the air on the 22nd, we're going to stay for a couple more hours, John, so that when people get off, if some people get off at 5 o'clock, they'll still be able to come to the Honda Center and sign. So, you know, I'm going to get into the three things this initiative does, but what I want to tell you what its effect going to be. I am sick and tired of seeing homeless live on our streets who are drug addicted, and yet they continue to churn in and out of our jails, and we never solve their problem. I'm sick and tired of the smash and grabs and people going in concert, gangs of individuals, and they steal hundreds of thousands of dollars of property. Right. And I'm sick and tired of drug dealers killing individuals by supplying them with drugs that contain fentanyl, and that the fentanyl ends up killing somebody. So if you want to join me and John Kobelch in our sickness with the direction that Prop 47 has created and the direction California is going, then I'm begging you, I'm literally begging you to come to the Honda Center on the 22nd and sign this petition. We've got to change California and get it safe again. So let's talk about fentanyl. What this does is this says if you use drugs, hard drugs, the kinds of drugs we all know, methamphetamine, heroin, fentanyl, and you have two convictions from possessing those drugs, we, on the third time, we can force you into treatment and you have a choice. Door A is treatment. Door B is jail. We want you to get into treatment and deal with your addiction. If you don't go into treatment and you look at jail, then guess what? That's where we're going to start putting people, because that's where people need to go when they break the law and they won't do anything to help themselves. John, you're empathetic for the most part, and I'm empathetic for the most part. I'm like you, but I will tell you where you and I are joined at the hip. We will help people, but I will not help people or spend my hard-earned taxpayer money to do something for somebody who doesn't want to help themselves. And so the door for them is B, get help, finish the program, and we will expunge your record. That sounds fair to me.
Yeah, that's a good deal. Because it doesn't help them to let them die on the street.
That's right. So let's get them into treatment. Everybody wants treatment. I hear all this talk about money for treatment. And guess what? We don't have any ability today to force somebody into treatment after Prop 47. So that's what it does there. What it does, secondly, that's for the mentally ill individuals on the street using drugs. The second thing it does, which is amazing, is it deals with smash and grabs. And it says if you go in with a group of people and you take more than $50,000, that's going to be treated like a serious crime, and we can go after you and prosecute you. The other thing it does is it restores a crime called petty theft with a prior that we used to have before Prop 47, that if you have a prior conviction for theft and you do it again, it doesn't matter what the dollar amount is, we can charge you with a felony. Today, these thieves can go into Home Depot, Target, Lowe's, and they can steal and come back and steal. And if they keep it under $950 and repeatedly steal, they know nothing's going to happen to them. It's a misdemeanor. It's a cite and release. They're not taken to jail. It's a complete joke. This says if you've been caught and convicted twice before, two times before, that on the third one, my people, as prosecutors, we can charge you with a felony and start taking care of business and start getting your attention and start getting some serious jail time. So we have the forced treatment for those who have convictions for possession of drugs, and we give them door A or door B. We can crack down on fentanyl dealers by giving them an advisement. We tell them if they're peddling drugs, sir or madam, do you understand that you are a peddler of drugs and you're pleading guilty today? Yes, I do, Your Honor. Do you understand that if the next time we catch you and you are selling or peddling drugs and those drugs contain fentanyl and it turns out that that fentanyl killed a human being, do you understand that you could be charged with murder in the future? We do that, John, every day for drunk driving. We tell people every day, if you commit drunk driving in the future and you kill somebody, you could be charged with murder. We just want to do what we do for drunk driving for fentanyl. So those are the three things. Right. It deals with drug addicts, it deals with fentanyl dealers, and it deals with smash and grab and repeat thieves. And you know what? That's darn reasonable.
Yes, it is. And it used to be that way, those laws. We used to go after people who repeatedly stole from stores. We used to offer people two choices, either treatment or jail. That was more or less the law until 2014. And with the fentanyl upgrade here, that is what we do with drunk drivers and have done for years. And that fentanyl upgrade is what was blocked by the Assembly and Senate Public Safety Committee within the past year. They wouldn't pass that kind of felony upgrade for fentanyl trafficking, which is why we've got this proposition.
You're darn right, John, and that's why the people of the state of California need to step up and tell these knuckleheads in the legislature enough is enough. And you know what? Our governor, right? This is a good way to close this segment, John. Our governor wants to be the president of the United States, and he knows that the way he's run California will not get him to the White House in Washington, D.C., because he's destroyed California. So now he's going to be tough, and he's going to send the National Guard into Oakland because In-N-Out is leaving, and that's almost like God and country.
Yes.
So now he's got to use In-N-Out as his way to say, I will not tolerate this in Oakland or in California. It's his only prayer if he has any chance of becoming president. You know, and he's more motivated by his own selfish interests than he is in protecting us.
Well, his ambition may be the best weapon we have.
It is the best weapon, and we're going to exploit it.
All right. Very good, Todd. We will talk again, all right? Because I want to promote hell out of this thing. I want a big crowd. Oh,
one more
thing. We're going to have petitions for people from all the counties in Southern California, right? Not just Orange County.
Absolutely. So it doesn't matter where you're from. We can collect your signature. So if you commute, you will absolutely keep that separate, and your signatures will be turned in to your county. We will take care of keeping that all separate.
Okay. Very good, Todd. Talk with you soon. Thanks.
All right. Thanks, John. You got it. Bye-bye.
All right. We got more coming up. John Cobalt Show.
See new things. Try new things. Go back centuries while living in the moment. Forge new paths while discovering old ones. Pedal, paddle, and paint while trekking, tasting, and tailoring experiences that transform you into a better version of yourself. Immerse yourself in the world by activating your mind, your heart, and your body on a river cruise exclusively from Avalon Waterways. Save with limited time offers at AvalonWaterways.com. Avalon is cruising elevated.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
Rain or shine, every day is a great day for fishing, right? You got rain gear, but you can't overlook sunny day gear. A Columbia PFG Solar Stream Elite hoodie has you covered on the sunniest days. Like, literally. I mean, who wouldn't trade a sunburn for a trophy fish? But why do it if you don't have to? Especially when this Solar Stream Elite hoodie is built with broad-spectrum UV protection. We're talking UPF 50. And it has airflow so you don't overheat. And what's the alternative? Putting down the rod every half hour so you can slather on some sunscreen. Seems like an easy choice to me. Columbia PFG has you covered with their Castback TC shoe. Its OmniMax cushioning and traction system helps if you're on your feet a lot, say, fighting a fish. Not to mention keeping you sure-footed on a wet, rocking boat. So if you're going to be spending long days out on the water, and I sincerely hope that you will be, head over to Columbia.com/PFG and shop all their performance fishing gear.
You're listening to John Cobalt on demand from KFI AM 640.
We are going to have at 3 o'clock, we're going to have John Hatami on. John Hatami got into it with George Gascon in a debate. We've got some clips to play. In fact, we'll do that in the next segment. Alex Michelson from Fox 11 moderated the debate, and we have a clip of Gascon getting called out by Hatami. Hatami accused Gascon of not telling the truth. Also, Gascon's supporters were trying to interrupt and talk over Hatami while he was making his point. So we've got audio clips of that, and then we're going to have John Hatami on to talk about it, because the ballots have arrived at your house. Go look for it. They mailed all the election ballots early in the week. They should be in your house, and you can vote and mail it back in starting this week. And I think February 24th starts the walk-in period for 2 weeks. And yes, we're going to get to Allie next. We're going to have John Hatami on after 3 o'clock. Now, last hour we told you about the stolen dog Onyx, the French bulldog that was taken from a woman, Allie Zacharias. And while she was eating at Whole Foods, they caught the woman who stole the dog. But after a day, that woman was released, Sadie Slater. She somehow posted bail set at $70,000. So she's on the loose. Let's get to Allie on, Allie Zacharias, whose dog Onyx is still missing.
Hi, Ray. Thanks so much for having me.
I feel silly asking, but there's not a thread of any indication where your dog might be?
You know, the detective won't tell me anything. What I've heard is also from the news. So I also am following the story, obviously, closely. But the detective doesn't feel like sharing with me. I'm feeling very frustrated because the woman was released within 24 hours. And why don't they know where my dog is? Like, if they had her in custody, why would they find out where he is? I don't understand. If she didn't, and I see it in the arrest pictures, they had the driver in cuffs too, but then they also let him go without even charging him with anything because they didn't recognize him. So I'm just frustrated. If they were both there and the dog wasn't there, then where is my dog? And why are they dropping the ball on that point?
Some of the evidence they have is a photograph of her holding the dog along with text messages she was sending to her friend.
Yeah.
And let me just get that here. Too. The text message had Slater telling someone, do you know who'd want to buy him for $2,500 or $200?
Right.
I think they meant $2,000. Looks like that was a typo. And the person responded, I have no idea. The timestamp on the thread is 5:19 a.m. That could be the next morning. So they didn't sell or give away Onyx right away.
Well, that came out prior to her arrest.
Right. So now she's arrested, and how did she get $70,000 worth of bail? I mean, I imagine that.
She had to come up with $7,000, and I guess you can make payment plans, I guess. I mean, I guess,
there's probably a bond involved there. But so you think the shirtless guy with braids in the other photo was the driver, but you're not sure?
Correct. No, I do think that. I know that.
Yeah. Did they ask you to make an ID on him?
I'll do that on Monday.
Well, you made an ID on Slater and they arrested her. You made an ID on him and he's driving the getaway car and no arrest on him?
I'm going to be doing that on Monday. They didn't get an ID. They didn't have me ask my ID yet on him.
So you just wait every day, huh?
Yeah, I'm really getting frustrated, though. I'm at the point where I don't want to wait. I want to, like, go. I know where these people live, and I know where they took my dog. So, I mean, at this point, what am I waiting for? Somebody else to go do it? I just want to go with a bunch of people and ask them forcefully where my dog is.
You probably don't feel comfortable knowing she's walking around and Mr. Shirtless guy is walking around, too. They're free.
Yeah, I'm not happy about that at all. I'm very upset. The whole thing is being handled poorly. I'm on day 23 right now. We're in the middle of starting a foundation called Don't Take My Dog. It's to support other people in this position with dogs are stolen, because it's sort of a different protocol than when you're just taken or when we lost your dog. You can ask for more help from the community. When it's stolen, somebody malicious is behind it, and there's a different tactic.
Do you have a website up already or a way to contact you?
We're just getting it up as we speak, but it's going to be donttakemydog.com.
All right. Well, we'll keep covering this story. Keep the alert out for your
French
Bulldog Onyx.
Yeah. Everybody in L.A. has to keep their eyes out for him.
I bet you this Sadie Slater is not going to even spend one day in jail.
No.
Because of Gascon.
24 hours so far.
All right. Thanks. Thanks for coming on, Allie.
Thank you, Ray, so much. I appreciate it.
All right. Thanks. Keep in touch with us. When we come back, we are going to play you clips. Alex Michelson hosted a debate. He moderated between George Gascon and the other DA opponents. And there was a back and forth between him and John Hatami. Hatami thought Gascon was not telling the truth. Crowd got into it as well. And we've got a couple of clips to play. And then we are going to have John Hatami on right after 3 o'clock. So that's next.
You're listening to John Cobalt on demand from KFI AM 640.
We're on the radio from 1 until 4. After 4 o'clock, we become a podcast, John Cobalt Show on demand. And in case you missed it, we had Todd Spitzer on for a half an hour earlier in this hour talking about our big show that we're going to do on Thursday, February 22nd at the Honda Center. And you can sign the petitions to massively rewrite Prop 47, and that really is going to change life. Now, right after 2 o'clock, we're going to have John Hatami on. Right after 3 o'clock, excuse me, John Hatami is going to come on. There was a debate in Beverly Hills last night, and Alex Michelson was moderating it from Fox 11, and there was a very emotional period. Gascon and John Hatami got involved, and members of the crowd too. It got to be kind of noisy. I think the best thing to do is to play you some of the clips here so you understand what went on in Beverly Hills last night, and then we'll have Hatami on the show to talk about it. So play cut number 6.
I moderated a debate between the candidates for LA County District Attorney. Back when George Gascon first took over as DA, he told his prosecutors that they could not pursue enhanced punishment for gang members. A mother whose son was murdered confronted him about that tonight, as did the prosecutors who work in his office but are now running against him.
My child was killed by a gang member, and you had more sympathy for that gang member than my child who was killed in front of my home. Can you explain to me? Because I've been looking for you for 4 years.
Look, I'm brokenhearted for your loss, okay? Yes, I am. You know, the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different result. We as a country and we as a community have been doing the same thing for generations.
How many of you think that there should be gang enhancements? And Mr. Gascon, you do not.
When you say the definition of insanity is repeating something that didn't work, what are you talking about?
John McKinney.
The legislature has given us these laws to protect our public. We have to use them.
When children are tortured and murdered, when children are killed, it's our job as district attorneys to stand up and fight for them and make sure they get justice. And he didn't do that.
John Hatami there at the end. It went on. Let's play another clip. Cut seven. Members of the crowd start getting into it. Hatami is calling out Gascon. And let's play cut seven.
And I respect that. But you don't stand up here and straight up lie to everybody here in the audience. That is a lack of integrity. And so when George Gascon took office, Eric knows this. He ordered all of us to remove allegations and enhancements on every single case. It wasn't racist. There was, ask Emma. Right. I'm a person of color. Emma's a person of color. So. Emma is a person of color. Her son was a person of color, and he was murdered. It's not racist when you're fighting for justice for individuals. Thank you. Rude. I'm not done.
I'm a civil rights attorney.
Hold on a minute. Anthony Avalos was tortured and murdered by his mom and her boyfriend. He ordered me to remove the special circumstance of intentional murder by torture. That's 100% fact. A little girl named Eternity, a four-year-old girl who was African-American, was tortured and murdered by her mom. He ordered me to remove strikes on that case. Eric knows that. He stood up and helped me on that case. He didn't look at the facts. He didn't look at the evidence. He didn't talk to the family members. He didn't talk to the police officers. He didn't talk to the prosecutors. He ordered us to remove them on all these cases. When children are tortured and murdered, when children are killed, it's our job as district attorneys to stand up and fight for them and make sure they get justice. And he didn't do that.
Yeah, this era's got to end. This is terrible. And enough with the screaming, racist and racism. That's supposed to be some kind of magical incantation to ward off all the evil spirits, right? The evil spirits that want to put bad, violent people in prison. Did you hear what John said? You know how many of the victims are Black and Hispanic people of color? Do you know how many of the victims are? That mother that was upset at the beginning of the first clip? It doesn't matter what anybody's color is. It matters what you do. And if you have gang members who commit murders and other felonies, they should get gang enhancements, period. I don't care what color they are. And you got some civil rights attorney screaming about racism. Enough of that. That has to stop. You charge people, you convict people, you put them in prison because of what they did. Stop bean counting. Stop looking at people's colors. Stop counting how many people of each color group gets into prison. That's not the issue. The issue is what crimes were committed. Who committed them? If they're guilty, you put them away. You never look at color. You just look at their actions. And that's the way it's going to be. We're going to rewrite Prop 47. We're going to get rid of Gascon. And life is going to get much more normal here. And Gascon has the same canned line every time. And it always evades the issue, changes the subject. Because there's no defense for this. You have a murderous gang member and you don't give him a gang enhancement? Really? There's no defense for that. So we're going to talk to Hatami coming up. I mean, we just got to have a new era here. This weird, trendy, woke thinking that captured everybody's brain. It was like a brain infection. I think Elon Musk called it a mind virus. It's exactly what it is. People started thinking and saying and preaching things that nobody had ever thought about before. And suddenly we had all these zealots. It was like a religious cult. It's, where did this come from? Who thought of this concept? Why are people going along with this? This is nonsense. And we all know it's nonsense. Now, I think we're coming out of the coma. I think we're starting to reconnect with reality here. Somebody wrote a good column in the National Review today, which I don't have time to get into, but it's the same point. When there's a crime, there has to be punishment. And the punishment works as a deterrent. It works as a deterrent to keep the perpetrator from doing it again. It works as a deterrent to keep other people from doing it. But the punishment has to be swift and it has to be strong. Not everything has to be a life sentence, but if you repeatedly commit the same crime or similar crimes, then you have to keep going away for a longer and longer time. And I don't want to hear anybody screaming racism anymore. And that's this writer here, Kayla Bartsch. She's writing about the Homelessness, Drug Addiction, and Theft Reduction Act, which is going to be on the ballot. It's the thing that we're going to be collecting signatures for in Anaheim in less than 2 weeks on Thursday the 22nd at the Honda Center. And this group has putting it on has over 70% support here in California. You know where else they're doing this? Washington, D.C., of all places. She writes, crime has become so pervasive that even the Democrats of Washington, D.C. are trying to pass a bill that would make criminal behavior illegal again. That's really what it comes down to, making criminal behavior illegal. The era is over here. I don't want to hear about root causes. I don't want to hear about bad childhoods. Yeah, if you weren't raised properly, and all these guys, and it's almost all guys, they were raised badly. They were neglected. They were abused. They weren't taught properly what to do. Well, boo-hoo, but you don't get to kill other people and steal from other people and assault other people. That's not part of the deal where you get a lifetime pass to commit all kinds of violence against everybody else. So it's going to end, and we're going to start as a group, as a KFI audience. We're going to start Thursday at the Honda Center. You're going to be there. And when we come back, John Hatami, to talk about last night's appearance with Gascon. Or was this on Wednesday, I think? We'll talk to him about it. Coming up, Deborah Mark live in the KFI 24-hour newsroom. Hey, you've been listening to the John Cobalt Show podcast. You can always hear the show live on KFI AM 640 from 1 to 4 p.m. every Monday through Friday. And, of course, anytime on demand on the iHeartRadio app.
See new things. Try new things. Go back centuries while living in the moment. Forge new paths while discovering old ones. Pedal, paddle, and paint while trekking, tasting, and tailoring experiences that transform you into a better version of yourself. Immerse yourself in the world by activating your mind, your heart, and your body on a river cruise exclusively from Avalon Waterways. Save with limited time offers at AvalonWaterways.com. Avalon is cruising. Elevated.
Turns out a delightfully clean home can make for a delightful start to the day. At Mrs. Meyer's, everything they make is inspired by the garden. With plant-derived and other thoughtfully chosen ingredients, their cleaning products smell like a dream and work like the dickens, leaving your home sparkly clean and your to-do list tackled in no time. Goodness, there's no better feeling than that. Mrs. Meyer's, rooted in goodness. Visit MrsMeyer's.com today.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah, and some waves so we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.